Breakfast puppies?
This podcast contains adult language and content and is meant for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
We're all set to begin, so let's dive right in to Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your cars, but mostly it's about dive bars. Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
Hey, NPC. What's your character class?
Well, I believe tonight my character is a dragonborn fighter. My traits, I am melony, fruity, and piney. Yes, I have 12 SRMs, whatever, 6.6 alcohol, present, volume, 58 IBUs, 3.5 hops per barrel. Is that a lot? I don't know.
Dragons hop over barrels?
Only 16 fluid ounces. This is the fighter of the Player's Handbook IPA series of beers from Lewitt Brewing Company. What is it? This is a...
It's a red IPA.
It's a red IPA.
Yeah. So, it's based upon Dungeons & Dragons, modern stuff. Yeah.
In particular, the crappy Guide to D&D YouTube series, which is excellent, which I have a funny story about real quick.
Mm-hmm.
The other night, I was on my porch watching some stuff on the tubes and having a beer. And this guy comes out of the rain and I'm like, okay. And it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. And he's like, hey man, I think you left your umbrella in the, you dropped your umbrella like it was on your front yard. Here it is. And I'm like, you know what? That's not my umbrella. Just add it to my inventory. I'll equip it later. as a joke. And he looks at me for a second. This is a young kid. He looks at me for a second and goes, wait, do you play D&D? And I went, yeah, I play a lot of tabletop role-playing games. And he's like, oh, it's so cool. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Come up to the porch, random person. Yep. So he comes up and I went, have you ever seen the Crappy Player's Hand Guide or the Crappy Guide to D&D? And he's like, no. So I play him the player hand sheet one and he is laughing his fucking ass. He's pausing every 5 minutes, like, tell me a funny D&D story of his.
Oh my God, amazing.
And we like hung out on the porch for like an hour and he's like, do you mind if I just grab my bottle of wine? Because he had set it on the sidewalk to not be a jerk. So he went back to the sidewalk, got it, came back to my porch. And we just like, he like slugged his bottle of wine and I was drinking my can of beer. And we're just like watching these like stupid D&D videos, all because I made a dumb comment. And he was just like, wait a second.
Speaking of dumb comments, you're listening to Bikers, and that was a weak one, but whatever, you're listening to Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
Speaking of weak ones.
We're the opposite of Aerosmith.
XP for Poppy.
Ones, weak ones, whatever. That's a really, really bad joke. Anyway, Portland, Oregon, I'm NPC.
I'm Just Jacob.
Dr. Xander Gerrymander.
I am Poppy Beaujolais.
And we are drinking beer and talking on a podcast, like we usually do.
Yes, but what are we talking about, NPC?
We're talking about SRM right now, which is actually the higher the number, the darker the beer. The lower the number, the lighter the beer. So that's what SRM is.
It's like a theater workout, sort of.
I don't know. What are we talking about?
You asked what it was. This was earlier.
We are talking about the thing we're looking forward to in the coming months.
Oh my God. Excited. I'm so excited about WagonCon.
WagonCon.
It's WagonCon 2022, or as I like to call it, WagonCon 2022.
Times take two.
2022.
Now with 2,000% more wagons.
They got canceled in 2020 thanks to COVID. They thought they were going to happen in 2021, but didn't. And now they are officially back.
And better than ever.
NPC, what's a WagonCon?
A WagonCon is a convention that takes place in the Dalles here in Oregon in May.
Do I have to ford my wagon to get to it?
You don't have to, but I imagine if you did, they'd probably let you in for free.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You can just float your wagon down the river. That's fine.
Okay. Okay. Excellent.
So we've had some history with WagonCon. Just a wee bit. The one thing I want to lead in with is this is in no way a paid promo for WagonCon. WagonCon does not sponsor us or endorse us in any way. We are talking about this strictly because we are wagon heads.
It's kind of our, it's like our home convention.
Yeah.
It is the convention that we have sort of lifted our leg upon and marked as the...
I thought that's where you were going with that.
We have marked this as our convention. Even again, they don't sponsor us. I mean, they've hooked us up in the past if we were guests or whatever, but they don't like, they're not giving us money to say this. We just love them.
Yeah.
And why do we love them so much? There's a lot of cons out there. This is actually a pretty small one.
It's a very small one.
I've been to smaller, but
yeah,
for it's in a sweet spot for me.
Yeah, I think last time was just over 100 people. Mm-hmm. Maybe 100, up to like 120.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's small. It's only 120. Could support more than that. So if you're a person who's been to a lot of different cons, just be aware that this con in its current location does have space to grow in its current location. So don't be afraid that it's going to blow up and I'm going to be in a room that's packed and stuff like that. It's got some room to grow, good flow. One of the things I love about it is it's a really chill con. You know, there's not a bunch of drama or anything like that. It's people there to hang out and play games.
The reason I love WagonCon so much is because, you know, making a break in the world today takes everything you got.
Yep.
Taking a break from all your worries.
Sure would help a lot.
Help a lot.
Sometimes
wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you gotta go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. Because WagonCon is basically Cheers.
Yep.
Oh, is that what that's
in a convention
from?
Format, yeah.
Yeah. I failed at pop culture once again.
The child of the podcast is now confused.
Oh, the millennial is confused.
WagonCon, it feels like... I don't really know if they advertise as a family convention, but it feels like a convention where everybody there is my family.
Yeah.
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 It is definitely a... It is a family-friendly convention.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it has a very... They have cultivated a very close-knit community. I feel like everybody there is really awesome and really cool. And somehow they've all raised, like, kids who are really cool, too, and, like, good gamers. And it's just...
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember... Awesome. I've only been there once, and that was, I think, the one in 2018, if I'm not mistaken. And... I have not gone to a lot of gaming conventions before. I went to a couple of the bigger ones, and it's just kind of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, I felt like I could go up to any table and just, well, yeah, of course, there's an empty seat. Come join us. Yes. Jacob and I did a couple really fun random games in there, mm-hmm. just kind of wandering around. I got to go and do sound for some Hammer Crawl.
Yeah.
Oh, I really hope we're doing Hammer Crawl again.
I'm going to try.
Okay.
I haven't actually talked to the coordinators about making it a thing. If I do it this year, I do like the spectator involvement aspect of the Hammer Crawl experience, mm-hmm. but I still think it's better in a cozy setting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was a lot of fun. And then, of course, at the end of the night, getting rip-roaring drunk with Jacob in the hotel room and singing all of our favorite songs way too loudly was also a great highlight.
One of the things I love about WagonCon that a lot of small cons miss as an opportunity is how much they work to integrate the community the con is occurring in. There have been WagonCons where they had special nights at the local pizzeria, where not only was there specials for WagonCon, but we were actually gaming right in the pizzeria. Local businesses have been highlighted at many of them, and people are encouraged to go. And so when you go to WagonCon, you're not just going to the con, you are going to the Dalles and experiencing this really weird, funky community.
Well, and one year, some of the kids from one of the schools didn't they write their own RPG or LARP or something?
Yeah, they were given a special spot to run demos of it all weekend long. It was amazing.
Is one of the, I can't remember the name of the school, but it's not a charter school, but it's something similar-ish, but like they do a lot of experiential projects. Mm-hmm. And yeah, these kids were amazing. And they were all in there. It was like an army themed game or something.
Yeah.
And like one of their like professors was like was a veteran, I think. And and they were all in like their fatigues and stuff. Anyway, it's very, very cool. Like the community involvement is great.
Well, another thing too, when you have community involvement, especially around a school involving gaming, I don't think most of the general public realizes just how much creative writing and math goes into these things, which are things that are emphasized or should be emphasized a lot in school as well. So, I mean, role-playing is a great way to teach kids math.
I fully agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish that it had been less of a stigma when I was a teenager.
And let me tell you, OSR games are great for math
teaching. So are Palladium games.
Yes.
A little too much for this guy, but
I mean, we could just go like, you know, balls to the wall and get them to play Underground.
Oh. All right.
Poppy so, missed that session.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's at some point we should talk about the academic level of math versus different role playing games we'd pair with it. But that's a future discussion. Yeah. But I like the line you're laying down. Mm-hmm. So let's get into some important issues because we're talking about why you should go to WagonCon. We've talked about where WagonCon is. We should talk about when WagonCon is. Mm. It is May 6th through 8th this year. You can go to wagoncon.com and get your tickets. This is a non-table ticketed event for folks who are coming from outside Oregon, where, you know, a lot of the cons don't ticket per table. What that means for people inside Oregon, you sign up for a game, you just show up, you play. You don't need a specific ticket to get to a table or anything like that. You just sign up, show up, and hey, this is WagonCon and things are chill. Show up at a table and see if an open spot pops up. Or if you end up at certain GM's tables, they'll just throw in one of their 12 dozen extra character sheets at you and run a table of 12 players. It's amazing.
Getting ideas. Yeah. I'm not a fan of ticketed events. I never have been. I understand the logistical reason for them at massively huge conventions.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to ensure that the people that are signing up for the game are going to be there. So if they have to pay even like $2,
yeah,
they have an incentive to actually show up.
Yeah, that's definitely a good thing. I mean, as someone who has been involved in the organizing and running of cons for, oh God, I just aged myself. It's been 25 years. Oh my God. it still serves a need at some cons. Sorry about that. And it served a function at one point when there was certain logistic limitations in what cons could do. Nowadays, it's kind of more of a money-making sideline a lot of times for cons. It's a way to reduce membership price, but then recoup via the selling of tickets. So tickets are a complex issue we can talk about some other time. WagonCon is ticketless. Sign up for the event, show up for the event, and definitely participate in the event.
What's the diversity of games like at WagonCon?
It's all over the place, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
Just speaking from past years, the year you came out, you and I played a card game.
We did.
We played a live presentation game, a.k.a. Hammer Crawl.
Yeah, we did.
You know it.
I believe you got involved in some role-playing games as well.
I think I did, yeah.
And I was hanging out with some friends of mine from across the Pacific Northwest, playing some board games at one point. There's not a huge live action scene at WagonCon, but I know that's something they've looked at. And as things grow with WagonCon, even though they're focused on keeping a small con, it is something that they've considered a time or two. But other than that, yeah, there's a great diversity of games. It's not all Dungeons and Dragons. There may be more riffs than you'd normally expect at a convention for odd reasons.
Certain reasons, I'm sure.
I signed up. I had to pull the listings because I want to edit them and maybe change the times. But if everything goes according to plan, I'm going to be running two old school Rifts games, a multi-part mini campaign, so two sessions. And it would be, it's meant to be themed after the Damned 1970s album, Machine Gun Etiquette.
Oh, you have my complete attention.
I really love theming mini campaigns or adventures after albums. Like I did, one of my favorite accomplishments with that was using the Swords album Warp Riders for a mini campaign using the game Dungeons the Dragoning 40,000 7th edition. Yeah.
Ooh, maybe I should crack out my The Doors to Eternity convention mini campaign. It's a three-parter and see whether they can have space to host it because it's all based off of different Doors albums.
Ooh, nice. We're apparently taking pictures posing with the cat.
Yes.
It was a moment I couldn't not take a picture of.
Pro tip to other podcasters out there, studio cats are a good thing.
Yeah, I got mixed feelings on it. He's a little troublemaker. No, we don't want him on the table while there's drinks.
Yes.
Unless your drinks are out of the way. There we go. Okay.
Yep. Fun times. My God, Xander touched a cat.
We're going to cut that part, right?
Nope. There is proof eternal.
Son of a bitch.
This podcast dedicated to ruining Xander's reputation.
Sorry. I
wonder if we could get a convention cat.
Concat?
Yeah, concat.
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 Better than a concave.
Yeah. So, WagonCon does a great job of focusing on games. There's not particularly much in the way of panels, which is good. It's all about games and playing games and chilling and hanging out with cool people. The number of cool people I've met and then went and had a drink with or went and grabbed a meal with at WagonCon, you know, that's how I got to meet Matt Buckley and a couple other stalwart allies of our show, all came from WagonCon, and it's just a great thing.
Speaking of just want to backtrail to the games, 1 or 2 years they've had an escape room there as well.
Yes.
Which was delightful.
Yep.
Actually.
Wait, I missed the escape room?
You missed the escape room.
Yeah, it was actually really fun. Yeah. Oh. It was well done.
Do you get to know the themes beforehand so I can LARP it?
I don't know.
That's a good question. I think they do post a description of the escape room.
Because
like,
you have to sign up for it.
The Mountains of Madness or some kind of shit like that.
One year it was like an alien spaceship or something. Yeah. And I don't know. Yeah.
Yep. I've never done an escape room before, but I've had some interest in them. And also there's one in town that has a Revolutionary War themed escape room. And I'm like, boy, do I have the outfit for that.
Oh my gosh, we should all do that sometime.
Yeah.
I can find a Revolutionary War dress I can rent or something.
Yeah.
I've got a Vault Dweller costume. That kind of counts. Ball out for you.
He's the time traveler.
Yeah. The future is bleak, my friends.
I'll just be a Fallout Minuteman.
Yeah.
So wrap your head around this, folks. You're going to fight the British and you're going to win, but then you're going to become good friends.
Yeah.
You're going to be the best of allies. It's going to be fine.
So let's go around the table and each of us sound off on what thing you're most looking for WagonCon so we can wrap this up.
Don't start with me.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to seeing everybody again. I'm definitely looking forward to running games, and I'm definitely looking forward to the wagon crawl's got to happen again. So I'm definitely looking forward to that, but I'm really just looking forward to being there, being social, seeing all the people, how they've grown. And in some cases, grown. Squirrel is huge. Squirrel's really tall now.
I've seen pictures and I can't believe that's the same kid.
Yeah. They're just going and being there where everybody knows my name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to just sitting down and finding a good random game to play with a good random group of people. I've only went the 1 year. At this point, it's been 4 freaking years ago. So I don't know if I remember most people because I'm bad like that. But the thing I enjoyed the most about the first time, and the only time I've gone there, was just going to a random table, meeting new folks. And again, as Jacob was saying, we getting drinks after this? Hell yeah. And then finding that random dive bar. Was it the like Chinook Winds?
Oh my God.
Yeah. What was that fucking place? Oh.
Yes.
And having a bunch of quote unquote townies, as someone who was a townie once in their life, totally getting down with us. Tom Waits on the jukebox.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was that, and that was just fun. We took some con people. We met some locals and just had a blast. And we found that one really cool bar that was kind of steampunked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was Route 30. Cool place.
Route 30.
Yeah.
I love Route 30.
I love them, but I'm sad that they got rid of my favorite sandwich. The Stromboli sandwich isn't on the menu anymore.
We should just call them like a few weeks beforehand and be like, look.
We need a special sandwich.
What do we got to do? Can we do a Wagon Con special Stromboli sandwich? And I don't care like how you want to, I'm giving you this idea of Route 30. You can just, the Wagon Con special, Stromboli NPCs, Stromboli sandwich for, just let's, you know.
Oh my God, I would die a happy man if I had NPCs Stromboli sandwich on somebody's menu.
Gives you +2 con.
As somebody who had a drink named after them at the menu of a bar here in Portland for a while, I can endorse the sheer joy it is when you...
Was it called the Grumpy Old Man?
No.
just drinking.
Jacob Juice. Juice Jacob.
Jacob's Ladder, and it was actually a taster.
It was called Jacob's Ladder.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get there eventually.
Yep.
Mine will be called the Grumpy Old Man. I will embrace it.
I am most looking forward to just the fact that I found with Wagon Con every single time. As someone who's usually going to cons to either run them or conduct business at them, I tend to do a lot of panels, a lot of trainings. I go to cons to support the con staff. This is the con I get to go to and actually just hang out and participate in and chill the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah.
And I get to see great people like the McNaughton clan, which, oh my God, you will be terrified. I had one of the McNaughtons literally show up last night for a panel I was conducting, and they are monsters.
Eric's hair? Does Eric have hair right now?
It wasn't Eric. Okay.
Oh, with one of their children.
Yes.
Was it Leo?
We won't go into details about that, but come to Wagon Con and meet the McNaughton clan. They'll be there.
That kid's too smart for his own good.
I can't believe how I'm becoming that old auntie who's like, oh my God, you've grown so much, you know, but I'm just like, I've watched these kids. I mean, we've been going to Wagon Con for how many years now?
2017. So 2017, 18 and 19. So we went for 3 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't go through 2016.
Like, I swear that I like when I showed up, all these kids were 9 years old. And now they're like graduating high school and are 6 feet tall. And I'm like, what happened? Like, anyway, you kids are awesome.
It's kind of distressing for Poppy because suddenly all of these people are taller than Poppy.
Squirrel's like twice my size now. Like, anyway, sorry.
What I think we also have to do too, we shall make a coordinated effort, is to go now because Alexander Leach lives in Beaverton. Drag their ass out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Well, any closing thoughts on talking about Wagon Con?
Damn, my God, I can't wait.
Wait,
I mean,
well, I didn't get to say what I'm looking for.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Sorry, Poppy.
Oh, sorry. We skipped you.
Me.
I'm sorry. I mistook the being terrified of the fact that all these people are now overwhelming you and being taller than you. And
the thing I'm looking forward to. I don't tend to go to conventions like planning on playing many games except for Hammer Crawl. It kind of depends. Like, I don't really go in there with a plan generally. I just kind of look to see what's interesting and whatever other than Hammer Crawl. But I'm really looking forward to seeing everybody. It's sort of become like me and NPC's thing to like go do as a couple, you know, some some couples join a bowling league or go play slow pitch softball or, you know, take tango lessons. We go to conventions together. It's great fun. And this is going to sound maybe really cheesy, but like, I actually really enjoy supporting NPC while he's running around doing all his, you know, crazy like running games and da 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 da. So I'm like every hour or so coming up to him and be like, do you need more water? How are you doing? What do you need? You know? I don't know. It's a nice little couples activity for us to do. And I really, really love doing the live hammer crawl. Can I say I love hammer crawl one more time? But mostly I'm looking forward to just seeing everybody, catching up, giving my friends a hug, and just chilling out. Just chilling the fuck out.
Chilling out, Max.
Yep.
Relaxing all cool.
And yeah. Possibly by the pool, because the hotel has a pool. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, I get to show everybody my awesome bathing suit.
Ooh.
Yep. Oh my God. Is it over the shoulders?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, amazing. Oh, my God. Can we have a ye old timey swimsuit, like, photo shoot somewhere?
Yes.
Only yes, we can. If you then pose with
like
your...
Like the fisticuffs?
Oh, yeah.
Up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
If anybody wants to take a picture with me at the hotel in my 1920s style black and white striped bathing suit.
Amazing.
Wow.
You are all welcome to come to the pool.
That's amazing. Do you have a penny farthing yet?
No.
Oh.
Well, okay. Now you just brought the mood down.
We're going to get a
we have
Kickstarter.
We have a goal. Yeah.
A Kickstarter for buy Xander a penny farthing.
So.
Anyway.
Because then what he'll do is he'll attach American flag to it.
Yes.
He'll write that thing in his revolutionary outfit.
Oh, I sure fucking will. You couldn't stop me, motherfucker.
Amazing.
And Jacob will be following along with a first aid kit when this ends in tragedy.
Yes. I want to mention really quick that WagonCon does have like a teeny tiny little vendor mall.
Very tiny.
So if like you're a vendor of nerdy shit, like you should check that out and come sell
your... Oh, that store was so good.
Sell your wares.
Yes. More to the point, if you're an artisanal vendor who's making your own stuff, that's what... WagonCon likes to highlight, so definitely consider it.
Mm-hmm. Very cool store. That was one place I really liked to explore, was the store, in case I was bored. I'm done.
Mm-hmm. And you wanted to buy a little bit more?
Only for the lore.
Yeah.
Closing thoughts on WagonCon.
Do it.
It's amazing. Come hang out with us. Come game with us. Support a local tiny convention. That's awesome.
Come a day ahead, stay a day late, explore the Dalles and the surrounding area. It's WagonCon 2022, May 6th through 8th, and we'll see you there.
Anyway, you've been listening to Bikers, Dice, and Bars here in Portland, Oregon. Drop by our Discord and say hello.
Yeah.
Shout out at us on Twitter, on Facebook, on all of the places. I myself don't have much of a social media presence, but I think some of these Joker heads do.
Joker heads.
But yeah, we do have an active Discord server. There's a lot of really fun conversation that happens there. And if you want to know more about WagonCon, we've set up an unofficial WagonCon discussion and planning channel on our Discord server. Very simple to get to. It's breakfastpuppies.com/discord. Takes you right to our server.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And if you want to give us a couple of bucks, we appreciate it. Pinecast, our podcast host, has a built-in tip system, or you can go to Patreon. Honestly, I would say go to Pinecast because it helps Pinecast, the Pinecast developer, because it's an indie project. Our podcast host is 100% run by one dude, and he's fantastic. Matt, you're amazing. Seriously, best customer support I've ever had. He's not paying me to say this. Beer is.
This message brought to you by alcohol.
But you can tip us there. You can subscribe there if you don't want to deal with Patreon and you don't want to, you know, fund their coffers. Or you can check out our merch store. We have some cool swag that you can order from Redbubble or from our Amazon affiliate store.
Absolutely. Yep.
Every little bit helps us buy more beer.
Buy more beer, pay for hosting costs, and you know, I'm not saying that members of our Patreon or people who donate us get extra hugs, but you'll get extra hugs.
You get a lot of extra hugs. Just ask Brandon.
Shout out on the air. We'll give you a hug.
You know? I'll send you a picture of me in my old-timey bathing suit.
Oh, that's at what level of Patreon is that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. God.
We need to create a new level.
Three calendar ideas.
We need to create. Ooh, yeah. I'm loving your calendar idea. Mm-hmm. We also need to create one of those God tier Patreon levels where Xander shows up on your doorstep in his old timey bathing suit.
With sock garters, by the way. Mm-hmm. And a straw hat.
Amazing.
Well, here's the thing.
I will deliver you. I will be your fucking Uber Eats, but like, you know, gerrymander slanders. I don't know. I will slander your enemies dressed up like an idiot.
We need to get that on video.
Oh, my God. Gerrymander slanders. That's thing.
Oh, wait. You know what? Okay. Yeah. Yes. Okay, Xander. Okay, Xander. Okay, we can do something like that.
I have ideas.
I know. We'll just be like, hey, here's $5. I want him to say something bad about my enemy.
Fun fact, there are several podcasts who do that. I think we'll be talking off air on potentially slandering your enemies as a potential charity idea.
Hashtag fuck Peabot.
That goes without saying.
Those potholes aren't going to fix themselves.
Yes, they will. It's called neighborhood action.
That's true.
But anyways, come to WagonCon. See us there. As always, he's...
NPC.
He's... Just Jacob.
And that's
Dr. Xander, gerrymander who will slander.
And over there is
Poppy Beaujolais.
Keep its shiny side up.
Always tip your bartenders and service industry folks and sex workers and everybody in between.
Roll those crits, dog.
And please always drink responsibly.
Thanks for joining us, friend. We've reached the end of Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes.
That is foamy.
Foamy. Yeah, that's why you pour it. Don't do it over the table, yo.
Over the carpet.
Well, the carpet's gross.
Yeah, the carpet's gross. Oh, my God.
What a bang of a way to start this episode.
I even started by giving it the gentle squeeze just to see if it felt pressurized, and it didn't. And then I popped it, and it's like, Mount Vesuvius!
This is totally going after the end of the episode.
Now I have beer pants.
And now I have beer pants. Yes.
Bring me my beering trousers.
All right, Professor Hoppamental.
Bring me my Pilsner panties. Okay.
My beer boxers.